This afternoon, what we're going to do is, it's really a conversation. And I guess we'd have to say Diane is at the center of that conversation. And we're going to have to hear a little bit about how mentoring has benefited the career of all of these beautiful women. So I'm going to just introduce everyone. Sue Matthews is the interim CEO at Niagara Health System, is also the VP and Chief Nursing Executive. And I don't know how you get all that on a business card, Sue, but it's quite long. So there's Sue. Diane Martin, who you know, is the Executive Director of RPNAO. And Holly Smither is just taken on a new role at Osler Health System as an RPN and is a relatively new graduate. Well, now Diane's become a mentor. And before we go into that conversation, I'll just maybe ask Holly to tell us a little bit about your career story and how you got to be where you are.
Sure. So I graduated from Conestoga College in Kitchener in December of last year. And part of my pre-grad was actually doing a placement with RPNAO, which sort of came to me serendipitously, actually. I was involved with the student union at Conestoga, and I was also on the program advisory committee for nursing. And my program coordinator came to me one day and she said, "I know what would be a great placement for you." And I said, "Oh yeah, what would that be?" And she said, "You should go to RPNAO. We've never sent a student there. I have no idea what you would be doing, but I think that would be a really great idea." And so I said, "So you have no idea what I'd be doing?" And she said, "No, but it'd be great." And I said, "Sure, we'll figure it out." And so I came, and Beth McCracken was actually my preceptor, but I got to meet all the staff at RPNAO, and so I started with them in September of last year, actually. And since I've graduated, I've been working for William Osler Health System. I started with a new grad guarantee, or nursing graduate guarantee, whatever the official terminology is for it these days, on their clinical resource team, floating to medical units on both of their hospital sites, actually, at Brampton Civic and Etobicoke General. And then I decided that after that was done, I needed to reduce my hours a little bit. And I now have a home on a respirology / sort of GI unit at Brampton Civic. So, and that's where I'm at.
So, Diane, what was it that you saw in Holly that led you to make her an offer to be her mentor?
Well, first of all, I have to say that if there's one thing that Sue taught me, it's that, you know, as nurse leaders, and I mean those of you who provide care at the bedside, I include you in that, we have to do a better job of growing the next wave of leadership for helping people learn how to be leaders in nursing, whether it's at the bedside or whether it's in a role like mine. And one of the great things is when you see someone who you think can really take this profession and make it into something even more special than it already is, why not provide them with every piece of knowledge that you might have and add it to the things that they already bring to the table? So when Holly spent her time with us, and you know, we have a lot of really great students that spend time with us, but the timing was also right for me, because I think timing's an issue, but Holly had that openness to, there was no situation where she wasn't asking for more information, you know, and how does this work? And really, it's a natural attribute of Holly that she sits back and she just rethinks things. So there is no, I guess it's a critical thinking thing. And that really sounded like something that I could really enjoy in someone. And I could learn a lot from that, because I don't know if those of you who are as old as I am know this, but practical nursing has really changed. So there was lots for me to learn as well. So I asked Holly if maybe we could have this relationship ourselves, because it really is time for me to start, you know, providing that sort of support to nurses in terms of helping them grow as well.
So Holly, what led to you saying yes to that offer?
Well, really, when Diana Martin asked you to be, if she can be your mentor, but you can't really say no, but...
That's not true. That's not true.
No, it's not true. But I just saw such an opportunity, and I kind of had a similar reaction to what Diane was describing. Like, really, are you sure that you want to do this? And because similar to what she was saying and what I was thinking in preparation for this kind of discussion, that you sometimes don't see in yourself quite as well what other people are able to see in you. So, and I said, okay, well, if she thinks there's something here, then maybe there really is. So, so that's kind of what led me to say yes. And I thought that just what a great nursing leader she is, and having the opportunity to get to know her, it was just really clear that she could provide some guidance and support and access to things that I probably didn't even know were out there and available. So I thought that I would be able to tap into that resource and develop an ongoing professional relationship as well.
Great. So I'm going to ask the same question for the two of you. What do you think are the critical success factors? You're fairly early on in your mentoring relationship. What are the success factors so far?
Well, I think one of the reasons that I know that this relationship will be really successful is it's not one-sided. And our most recent meeting, and yes, both in this relationship here and in this mentoring relationship here, we do try to schedule, certainly not so much anymore, Sue, but we do try to schedule regular, more formal meetings to talk about things. And this past meeting, when we were done, and it was a busy time for me because we're getting ready for this conference, but we still went ahead with our meeting, and Holly said, and I've kind of got an idea of the topics of discussion for our next meeting. And I thought, God bless you. I thank you for doing that. And she came prepared with thoughts about what she wants to talk about next. And so it really is not just a one-sided relationship. And I think that's what is going to be the success factor for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to say also just communication and setting out kind of that initial conversation, which was again similar to how Diane and Sue had started, as Diane had asked me the same question about feedback, was do you want me to give you the goods or do you want me to just or tell you the truth, right? And I said, no, I want it all. Tell me, you know, if I'm off course or if I should reevaluate or if I should look at something differently. And so I think we developed that communication sort of right off the bat, and also flexibility. I mean, we're busy people too, so we communicate with each other. Can we meet? When can we meet? So I think that that's important as well.
So it sounds like you're off to a really good start. So you've had a little bit of, you know, setting aside time. Sounds mm-hmm. like it's important.
Yep. Yeah.
Being prepared right. for the meetings. And, you know, being committed to the relationship is what I'm hearing, that there's a commitment on both sides mm-hmm. to make this work.
So yeah, absolutely.
Great. So just so far, I know you mentioned a little bit, but how do you think your career has benefited so far from this mentoring relationship, Holly?
Well, I mean, starting out as an RPN, I think you've got a lot of questions and a lot of decisions to make sort of right up front about, you know, what you're doing, how do I navigate this in terms of, you know, maybe processes or organizations. So certainly I, you know, ask Diane questions to that nature. But also, like I said, kind of bringing forth opportunities that you maybe didn't know were there. Like in the summertime, actually, I got an email asking if I could, you know, review abstracts for the conference, which, you know, you maybe wouldn't necessarily have known about, and they're always looking for RPNs to volunteer for things like that. So I was like, yeah, absolutely, I would love to be able to do that. So, and also I think like the pushing piece a little bit too, right? Like pushing out of your comfort zone in a way that's positive, like what Sue said, but also sort of encouraging you beyond what you think that you might be able to accomplish.
Well, so just see a bit of a lineage. So a mentee becomes a mentor, becomes a mentee, becomes a mentor. So you're fairly new in your career, but what do you think you would have to offer to others as a mentor?
Well, I think that, you know, being such a new graduate, and all those questions, yes, I could ask Diane, but I think it would be a really good opportunity to be able to mentor other new grads or even, you know, students in their pre-grad or even sooner than that. You know, they have questions. Students always have questions. What's the exam like? How was it? You know, things like that. Or looking for jobs. What kind of questions do they ask in interviews? How did you prepare for your interview? And that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think that that would be a really great opportunity. And also, just to kind of recognize that, you know, Diane and Sue are both, you know, very prominent positions, but anybody can be a mentor. Everybody has skills and knowledge and experience, and, you know, you're at the bedside. Like Diane said, you're a nursing leader, so, you know, you really have a lot to offer. You might not think that you do, but if you do engage in some self-reflection, I think you'll find that you do have a lot to offer.
And there was somebody I talked to out there earlier today who said, I'm just graduating and I'm just going into the workplace and I'm scared to death. I don't know how I'm going to be an RPN. So if you're out there, you know, there's somebody here who's willing to be a mentor.
Come talk to me.
And Diane, how do you think you've benefited so far from this relationship with Holly?
You know, first of all, like I said earlier, the closer I can have, the more in-depth conversations I can have about what it's really like to be a practical nurse today, first, is very helpful to me professionally. So there's certain advantages for me to have that. But honestly, I figure I've got about another 13 years to work. I'm glad that's on film because I want someone to show it to me in 13 years. But I think I've got about another 13 years to work. But this profession matters to me long after I'm gone. From the profession, I don't mean from the earth, but it really matters. I feel like I'm planning something for 13 years from now. But, you know, nursing matters to me. My mom was a nurse, my daughter's a nurse, and just nursing matters. And I think that we all have an obligation to, you know, feel good about the profession that we're part of and feel like we've contributed something not just to the lives of our patients. And we heard some great stories this morning from RPNs, you know, about how they had impacted the lives of their patients. But also, you know, I want to feel like I've impacted the profession when I'm done as well. So, you know, that's a real benefit to me.
So you're being grounded in what the reality is day to day. That's
right.
Great.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're moving on and you've got another career goal that you've been working on now too.
Yeah, so Diane had asked me, I think in our initial meeting, sort of what, you know, what are your career goals? And I said, well, you know, I'm not really sure. I had been through the Career Directions Program, and I said, well, I don't really have something that specific right now, but I said, you know, I kind of want to be able to do whatever kind of comes my way. So I don't really want any doors to be closed per se. I want to really be open and available to kind of whatever opportunity comes around, which was sort of my philosophy in my schooling and choosing clinical placements as well, as I did a placement in primary care and I did a med-surg placement and I did a long-term care placement, and I wanted to really get a good feel and a good variety of nursing in, you know, different areas and aspects. So yeah, I kind of said, you know, let's just see where life takes, or my profession takes me, I guess.
Well, thank you. So just before we close the panel, we thought we'd just give each of you one last chance to say if there was one piece of advice you had for the people in this room about being a mentor or being or having a mentor, what would it be? And maybe we can start with Sue.
I think take the first step. So people are so afraid to ask someone. They're afraid to ask someone if they want to be mentored or if they would be a mentor for them. I think the one thing I would say is take that step, ask the person. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's okay. It's okay for something not to work out, but you have nothing lost if you don't try.
And I would say that having a mentor, Sue talked earlier about the leap of faith, and I think having a mentor can sometimes be the one piece of support that you can have to take a leap of faith. You know, at one point I was the single mother of three, and really needed a secure job to support my family, and Sue offered me a one-year contract that we were pretty sure would end at the year. It would end at the end of a year. It's the only time I've worked for Sue, that 1 year during the time that she's been my mentor. But with the faith that she had in me that I would never, ever not have doors be open for me, I just went with it. And sometimes those aren't the decisions you'll ever make if you're making your decisions just based on the belief that you have in yourself. Sometimes you really need to partner with someone else to be able to make those decisions. So I think that's important.
Yeah, and then to sort of add on to what Diane was saying about, you know, giving back or nursing, you know, meaning a lot and mattering a lot to her, I think that we kind of do all have an obligation to sort of foster the future of the profession. So it's not going to continue and it's not going to improve if we don't believe that we have something to offer each other in terms of, you know, knowledge, experience, support, and doesn't even necessarily need to always be, you know, clinical or scientific like nursing knowledge. It can be interprofessional or communication wise or even just interpersonal. So I think that just recognizing that, you know, even if you're in the beginning of your career, you know, mid-career, late career, different practice settings, that we really have something to offer each other regardless of where we're at in our careers.
Oh, thank you. We've heard a lot, and I'm hoping you've got some thoughts to take away that I heard from several of you when we were chatting during the breaks that, you know, you don't think you want to do anything new in your career, but you have a lot to offer. So we heard here, reach out and tap someone on the shoulder. Offer to help them out. And we heard this morning from Barb that, you know, we really need to be helping to inspire and grow the careers of others in order and to be professional nurses and to actually reclaim that art of nursing. And we heard as a mentee, if you have a goal, that a mentor can really help you. So you start, just don't be afraid to ask. Now, also be prepared. Somebody could say no, but that person could say, oh, well, is there somebody else then you could recommend who might be able to help me? So don't be afraid of a no. And that really setting the context of that relationship up front is really one of the critical factors. What are your boundaries? What's my learning style? What's my mentoring style? How do I do that? So, and that there's many benefits beyond what we could even describe to actually even just taking that risk and going ahead and being a mentor or asking to have a mentor. The mentoring initiative has been launched. There is information on the website now.